This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth have passed away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. At our jazz service last night, we recognized that the light that shines in the shadows of our lives is the light of Christ. And to help us think of how the light of Christ shines in our lives, we looked at many different sources of light in our world. And I asked the small groups gathered together to then discuss and share what each source of light means to them. What does it mean in your life? What does it mean in your faith? And those sources of light that we shared are the same ones that our kids just pulled out of the box and shared with all of you today. Last night, our groups shared how birthday candles remind us of how God blesses us more and more and more every year that we gain life experience. They shared how the stars of the night sky remind us of being in God's creation, of how looking at the great expanse of the sky helps us to put our problems into perspective, how night lights provide safety so we do not stumble and fall, how they keep our kids safe in the darkness, how campfires and fireplaces remind us of family and music gathered together, how they provide not just illumination and warmth, but love, how the Christmas Eve candle shows us that Christ is the light of the world, how the sun sustains life just as God sustains life in us, how the baptismal candle is the light of origin and new beginning, how it reminds us that we all have a responsibility to care for the newly baptized, and how the Star of Bethlehem is the guiding light of Christ. These are just some of the many sources of light in our world. And each of them reminds us of the ways that the light of Christ shines in our lives. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. Now, a couple things to note about what Jesus says. First and foremost, we are the light only because Jesus is the source of that light. We shine brightly because of the grace of God found in Jesus. And because of that grace, when Jesus calls us the light, it is not an invitation, it is a statement of fact. This statement that Jesus gives, you are the light of the world, it is in the indicative. It is not an invitation, it is not conditional, it is not a question, it just is. You are the light of the world. This is who you are. It is the very core of your identity because of who Jesus is. Because of who Jesus is for us all. We are the light of the world. Now note that I said we there. When Jesus says, you are the light of the world, he does not mean you in the singular, you as individuals. The Greek in this statement is the second person plural, y'all. You all are the light of the world. This identity is communal. We as a community are the light of the world because Jesus is the source of that light. So one more time, because this is really crucial to what Jesus says. We, as a community, are the light of the world because Jesus is the source of that light. This is particularly important today as we welcome in baptism little Casey. And next week when we welcome Logan, and then the next week, 2 weeks from then, when we welcome Adeline in baptism. Today, as we welcomed Casey, her parents, Kurt and Chris, were asked to make promises. But those promises belong to all of us. As her family of faith, as her community of faith, it is our responsibility to let our lights shine brightly in her life. It is our responsibility to let our lights shine in the lives of all of our children, of our youth, and even in the lives of our elders. It is our responsibility to let our lights shine for people of all ages and walks of life. Our light is communal, and we must let it shine brightly for one another. So my siblings, how do you shine your light? How do you contribute to the light of Christ shining brightly in this family of faith, in this community? Are you the birthday candles, full of celebration and new blessings year after year? Are you the nightlight, providing safety and comfort in the shadows of life? Are you the stars of the night sky, calming us by helping us to see the bigger picture of God's creation? Are you the campfire, the fireplace, offering family and music, warmth and love? Are you the Christmas Eve candle that reminds us that Christ is with us? Are you the sun sustaining the life of creation? Are you the baptism candle reminding us of our origins, our identity, and our responsibilities? Are you the star of Bethlehem that guides us to Jesus? How do you shine your light? How do you contribute to the light of Christ shining brightly in our community? We each must let our light shine because we need every single one of those sources of light to be a full family of faith. This is not a matter of if you will let your light shine. Jesus thinks the idea of trying to hide our lights is preposterous. Hide it under a bushel basket? No! Not a matter of if. It's a matter of how. So my siblings, you as a community are the light of the world because Jesus is the source of that light. How do you contribute to the light of Christ shining brightly in our world? How do you shine the light of Christ? Amen.